I think he's had a bit too much coffee. Again, here's Gruber.
Excitable boy, they all said. And he fit the usherette's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said.
Yeah, that's what they'd say. He's just an excitable boy. Thanks, Warren. Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it. You know, I saw a lot of excitement yesterday on the TV. First of all, public sector unions take a possible death blow from the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court says you cannot force people to give you money and then use it for political purposes. Again, a win for the First Amendment. And again, another big win for the Trump Supreme Court, basically on the back of Neil Gorsuch. And again, that's why I say Mitch McConnell, I take back pretty much everything I ever said at this point anyhow. But the Trump haters on full display yesterday. Oh my gosh, how do we stop this? And Chuck Schumer out there, it's an election year. We can't have a Supreme Court nominee by the Republicans. Nonsense. Kagan was selected and confirmed August 2010. Joining me now, Jeff Cruer. Been on the program many times. Ringside Politics is one of his big efforts. A PBS station that he hosts that program down in New Orleans. Jeff, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be with you, Steve.
Good to have you here. You know, I was just talking about mental disorders and Trump haters. Wrote a column on it again a couple of days ago, and here you are going down the same path trying to figure out what is wrong with these people. What? Yeah, can you not get over it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I called it PTSD, post-Trump stress disorder. I mean, it's really unbelievable. I mean, it's they have a psychosis. I mean, they need help. They need treatment. I mean, it's nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, there's such hatred. They're just out of control that they've lost it.
Well,
and,
clearly, it's
nothing
OCD.
Nothing he can do is in any way acceptable to them. They're just going to oppose everything he does with venom, Steve. It's scary.
Well, part of this is, and we had a guy on the program here just a couple of days ago from Harvard, a trained psychoanalyst, Dr. Richard Creighton, and he said this guy's from Harvard, keep this in mind. He said there's genuine psychological issues here. And he meant it. And he said, you know, you look at what they're going through and their incredible obsession, obsessive compulsive disorder type behavior when it comes to Donald Trump. There's not anything you can say that is nice. Everything is negative. If you bring up Donald Trump's name, they have physical reactions, physiological reactions to his name and everything that he does, right? And it's shameful. And they can't get past it. And then you look at yesterday's reaction and the reaction of the
right.
Supreme Court before. It's endless, and at some point, you got to say, get a grip on yourself, man. Get a hold of yourself.
Well, but Steve, I'm worried. I'm really worried because their behavior can turn toward violence. Look what happened to our congressman, my congressman, a year ago, who was almost killed by a crazed lunatic who was a leftist, who was someone who had just been going online and getting all enraged, and a Bernie Sanders supporter, and if not for the Capitol Police, he might have massacred dozens of people there.
Yeah, you're not the only one concerned.
I'm worried that they could take that next step, Steve. I'm worried.
I'm glad you brought that up because here it is, Jeff. Fresh off the presses, the latest survey from Rasmussen found that 59%, that's right, 59% of all voters are concerned that those opposed to President Donald Trump's policies will resort to violence. 6 out of 10 of us are concerned that those that are opposed to Donald Trump, according to Rasmussen, will resort to violence. 31% believe it is likely that the United States will experience a second civil war sometime in the next 5 years based on the political divisions that we're having right now. You're not the only one concerned here, Jeff.
Well, those results, I think, are right on target because people are just seeing what's going on out there, and they're seeing a president who's treated like no other president I've seen. I don't ever recall so many people using expletives and talking about the president, threatening the president's family, threatening the president himself. And what bothers me is nothing seems to be done to the people that are doing that, Steve. They stay on Twitter. They stay on their social media platforms. They stay in their movie projects. But, of course, look at Roseanne. She gets axed from her series. It's all about her, and they do it without her because she made an inappropriate and offensive tweet. But there's such a double standard, and I've just had enough of it.
Well, and I can't disagree with you. Another diagnosis that comes to mind here that should be considered is intermittent explosive disorder, sometimes abbreviated IED, strangely enough. A behavioral disorder characterized by explosive outbursts of anger and violence, often to the point of rage that are disproportionate to the situation at hand. Impulsive screaming triggered by relatively inconsequential events is one of the examples given. Intermittent explosive disorder, and it's part of the DSM-5. And you have to ask yourself, if you have somebody that just can't get past it, they just obsess and obsess and obsess, you seriously might want to take some time and talk to somebody. Now, you might seriously want to take a time out and talk to somebody and get it figured out, don't you think?
I think so, and I think the person I would recommend that takes care of it is Robert De Niro. He should see his psychiatrist very soon. He needs treatment.
Well, you know, I'm going to keep those folks in a separate category, though, because the people that play make-believe, you know, for their entire professional career, play make-believe and play dress-up and make-believe, I can't take seriously anyway. I'm much more concerned, as you probably are, Jeff, with the average person that is obsessed with this Trump thing, that are on social media and saying horrible things and spewing venom everywhere. Those are the people I'm concerned about. De Niro, don't care about. Not worried about him.
Well, I mean, like the people that are online that make threats against the president on Twitter. And Michelle Malkin brought up someone yesterday who made a threat against the president, and this person is still on Twitter, Steve. Nothing ever happened.
Of course nothing ever happened.
The president, and Twitter doesn't do anything to them.
No, in fact, they probably promoted his tweet. Jeff, I got to leave it right there, Jeff. I think you're right. I think that this has gone too far. And watch them now with a new Supreme Court justice in the mix. They're really going to go bananas for the next few weeks.
Oh, they've lost it.
Yeah.
They've lost it completely.
Jeff Cruer, always appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Watch it. Watch it, folks. He's a fairly dangerous man. You got it right. Let's see here. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council, representing more than 140 wineries. You can travel to more than 140 wine tasting rooms all across the Mitten, from the UP to Detroit, Union Pier to the Thumb, and everywhere in between. Visit MichiganWines.com to plan your wine tour today. By the way, the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council supporting our trip to Traverse City to kick off the Cherry Festival. Thank you so much from the Steve Gruber Show.